Welcome back to Everyday Meditation with Erin Lee. My name is Erin Lee, and I'm grateful to have you on this episode. Today, we'll be exploring bedtime meditation practices for children, specifically working with metta, otherwise known as loving kindness practice. Loving kindness practice is a meditation that children gravitate towards because it's full of warm fuzzies, it's directed and visual. So this is all things that young children tend to gravitate towards. So starting today's practice with metta, and if you're unfamiliar with metta, it's a type of practice where we aspire, wish, or send out prayers for people that we love, for ourselves, and for others to be happy, safe, healthy, and peaceful. So we'll be teaching a practice today that's short and simple, and it will employ three phrases. So if you want to write these down, you can grab a piece of paper and something to write with. And the three phrases are: may, fill in the blank, be safe and protected. May, fill in the blank, be healthy. And the third phrase, may, fill in the blank, be happy and peaceful. And these three phrases are applied to different categories of people, or we may extend it out to animals, or with kids, it's a sweet thing to do is to ask them who they'd like to invite in. So traditionally, we start with ourselves, and then we'd move into someone who we have a close relationship with. It would be, might be a family member, someone we love. So it's the kind of person that you naturally feel affection and a feeling of safety and comfort when you're around them. And then with our kiddos, we'll ask them to come up with someone whom they have a close relationship with, such as a family member, a teacher, maybe a friend or a caregiver. And then an animal, could be a pet or it could be their favorite animal, or an aspect of the natural world, such as rivers or mountains or rainforests, some aspect of nature that your child loves. And feel free to adapt this in any number of ways. You can adjust the phrases, increase the categories based on your own child's developmental capacities. And so as they get more familiar with the practice, or depending on their maturity level, you may even include people that they don't know, or challenging people, or communities that are suffering from natural disasters. But for our first practice, we'll start with the three categories of the child, someone who they love, and then an animal or an aspect of nature. And then we'll close by including all beings everywhere. The first few evenings that you incorporate this into bedtime, feel free to use a script, either something that you create yourself based on this podcast. But once you get the hang of it, feel free to be creative. Work with what's genuine, and perhaps even have your child choose which family member or friend they would like to send loving kindness to, or even invite them to lead the meditation themselves. So when you're ready, we'll take a moment here, and then you'll speak out loud these words. Take a long, deep breath in, starting way down in the belly. You're filling up and up and up, and then big exhale. Make a loud sigh with the exhale. And again, long, deep breath in, filling up and up and up. And again, a sigh of relief. Now relaxing our bodies, letting them become soft, melting into the bed, feeling warm and cozy. Everything completely relaxed. If you want, you can place your hand or both hands at your heart, and we can all feel our hearts and picture a warm, glowing light, like sunlight, that's radiating from our heart center outward. The heart sunlight glows, and it glows with love, and it glows with kindness. Let's begin with kindness for ourselves. Remembering our own goodness, remembering our own kindness. You can even mention something from your day, something where you felt proud of yourself or felt like you offered kindness. And then you can either think these phrases in your mind or you can say them out loud. Let's begin. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be happy and peaceful. Now imagine yourself and feel yourself experiencing safety and happiness, feeling healthy in your mind and in your body. And now let's think about our loved one or our close friend. And we're going to wish for them the same things. You can either say these phrases out loud, or you can think them in your mind. But visualize your friend or your loved one. See their eyes and the color of their hair. And if you can remember the last time you saw this person, bring to mind their smile and then say to them, may you be safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be happy and peaceful. Continue to see their face. Send them this kindness. Continue to feel this feeling of love, that sunlight glow from your heart, moving outwards. You can almost feel it moving out into the room that you're in right now, warm and glowing. And then bring to mind the animal or the aspect of nature that you would like to send loving kindness and metta to. And feel the metta, your metta, radiating outwards towards your animal or towards nature, and visualizing and imagine your animal or nature is feeling the radiant wish of your heart sunlight. And you could say, may you be healthy. And the rivers, the rainforests, all the trees, your pet, or the wild animal that you love so much. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy and peaceful. And then keep radiating out this warm, glowing heart sunlight outwards to the entire world, spreading out and up into the skies, downward into the earth, free and spacious. And then we'll all say together, may all beings be safe, protected. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be happy and peaceful. Let's all take another deep breath, a big belly breath, filling up and up and up. And let's all sigh out. You're welcome to close your meditation practice in any way that feels helpful to you in getting a cozy, restful night's sleep. Thank you so much for sharing your meditation practice with me tonight, and I'll look forward to hearing how it goes. So let me know, can this help you feel more restful? Can you sense that you're closer to your loved ones? Continue to transition into bed with this feeling of that warm, glowing light surrounding you and all the people and animals and places that you love. Thanks for joining me.